Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. Michael R. Jackson is a playwright, composer, and lyricist. This month marks his off-Broadway debut at the world premiere of his musical, A Strange Loop. This production questions what it means to have your own identity, have it not be your own, but rather an amalgamation of societal expectations, assumptions, your own hopes and dreams. The plot follows Usher, a young black queer writer who is working a job he really doesn't care for as an usher while writing an original musical about a black queer writer working a day job that he really doesn't care for while working on a musical. A Strange Loop will make its world premiere at Playwright Horizons in co-production with Page 73 Productions on May 24th. And we're thrilled that both Michael R. Jackson and Charlie Rosen, who will accompany him on guitar for a performance, that you're both here. Mm-hmm. Nice to meet you both.
Hi.
Welcome to All of It. So, Michael, did this start as a monologue, right?
It did.
What was that monologue about?
So I started writing this monologue called Why I Can't Get Work right after I graduated from undergrad at NYU. And it was just sort of like a thinly veiled personal monologue, just about like a young black gay man sort of walking around New York City and realizing that life is horrible, or thinking that life is horrible, and just sort of like trying to understand his own sense of alienation.
So you have this monologue. Mm-hmm. How does a monologue evolve into this show?
So that's like really funny because I am from Detroit, Michigan, originally. And I grew up sort of playing piano and singing in choirs and playing, you know, at church. And so I used to try to write little tunes when I was growing up, but I didn't know how to write lyrics. I didn't understand song form. And so the song, the little improvisations that I would come up with, I never could put them to words. So then I sort of gave up trying to do that, but I kept sort of keeping my musical chops up. And then I went to NYU for playwriting, and then I graduated. I started writing this monologue, and then I decided to apply to the NYU Graduate Musical Theater Writing Program because I'd grown up being a child actor as well, and I also loved seeing musicals with my mom. And then while I was in the program as just a book writer and learning how to be a lyricist, mm-hmm. I learned how to write lyrics. And we got to the end of the first year, and a teacher said, if you're a lyricist who's never written music and want to try it, or if you're a composer who's never written lyrics and want to try it, go for it. So since I had gotten a sense of how to write lyrics and what song form was, it gave the musical ideas that I sort of had since middle school, high school, somewhere to go. And so I decided to try my hand at it, and I wrote this song called Memory Song, which is in a strange loop, although at the time it was just a standalone song. And I presented the song to my class, and it went over really well. And I was encouraged by my teachers to continue writing my own music, even though in the program I was going to be paired with a composer for my thesis project for the next year. So I just on the side, just as a fun thing, was writing songs. And just those songs ended up being like really personal. Mm-hmm. And then I was working with this director at the time who had read the monologue and had heard some of the songs, and we thought, it seems like some of these songs are speaking to themes that are in this monologue. So we just sort of started chipping away at figuring out a way to make a little one-man show out of it, which I performed at Ars Nova in like 2006, I think, or 7. And like 20 people probably were there. Two of them walked out. And after that, I learned that I did not want it to be a one-man show. I wanted it to be like a proper musical, whatever that meant. And so then we just sort of kept chipping away at it, and it just started to change form, and it just sort of organically evolved into sort of the thing that is now called A Strange Loop.
It's funny. Every time I typed A Strange Loop, I typed A Strange Fruit
a couple times. Yeah.
You won a series of awards, which allowed you to really focus on your writing and your creative process. Mm-hmm. How did that change it for you?
Well, I think like, how it changed for me was that I've always been very artistically ambitious, but I never had been particularly professionally ambitious. And so once I started to win those awards, it sort of a little, you know, light bulb went off my brain as like, oh, you can actually maybe do this. Because up until that point, I had, you know, people knew who I was a little bit, and mm-hmm. I like was doing concerts and things, but I was just kind of like, no one's ever going to make this crazy musical, and this is just like a fun hobby that I'd like, an expensive fun hobby from all my student loans. And but I was like, oh, wait, no, people are starting to take notice, and so maybe I should like actually seriously try to pursue this for real. So those awards like allowed me the opportunity to leave my day job and then just sort of step out on faith.
My guest is playwright, composer, and lyricist Michael R. Jackson. We're talking about his soon-to-be off-Broadway show, A Strange Loop. It makes its world premiere at Playwright Horizons on May 24th. So who are some of the characters we meet?
So the main character in the piece is someone who is named Usher. And he is an usher at a Broadway theater, a Disney Broadway theater that, well, I won't say. But, like, I used to work in it. I used to be an usher. So,
and I won't say, but I'm about to say.
Right. But, like, and then we have a sort of ensemble of six of his thoughts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, who play sort of the personification of his thoughts, but also sort of his perceptions of the world, his parents, men on Grindr and Scruff, like, mm-hmm. his doctor, like, just everyone in the world. They sort of populate the world, and they sort of take us in and out of his perceptions of daily life as he's working on this musical and trying to make it come to fruition.
I'd love to hear a song.
For sure.
You're going to play Boundaries?
Yeah, Boundaries. And, oh, go ahead.
Do me a favor. Introduce Charlie properly.
Oh, yes. I'm here with the great Charlie Rosen, who is playing guitar for me. He also is doing orchestrations for the production, which are amazing.
Hello. Yeah.
And we're going to do Boundaries, which is a song that happens later in the show after Usher has a hookup that does not quite go the way that he thought it was going to.
Michael R. Jackson and Charlie Rosen. This is from A Strange Loop. The song is called Boundaries.
Why did I do that? What did that do for me? What a performance. Where are my boundaries? I threw my hands up. He blew my house down. All I ever wanted was to jump off of the precipice. Launch my golden parachute. A win for the record book. Thought I had what it took. Not as smart as I look, 'cause now I'm practically in traction. Why did I do that? Down on my hands and knees. Why play submissive? What are my boundaries? Thought it would learn me if I let it burn me. All I ever wanted was to show that I was tough enough, big enough and strong enough to slow down a speeding train, outrun the bulls in Spain. I swerved outside my lane, my brakes went out and now I'm roadkill. Still I beat myself up, still I knock myself down, and still I flip myself off in the mirror. Which makes me feel really bad, which makes me feel really good, which makes me feel like a freak and a loser. Rubber wants to hit the open road, but I keep dwelling on the past. I pray that someday I will change. Stranger things have happened. Each time I try to chart my course, wild horses throw me off by force. The same old story, lurching after glory, and I fall short. Why do I do this? Bow down and people please. I can't know freedom without clear boundaries. Till I draw boundaries, I have no boundaries.
That was Michael R. Jackson with Charlie Rosen on guitar. Boundaries, from Michael's off-Broadway debut, which is going to happen on May 24th. It opens at Playwright's Horizons. It's called A Strange Loop. You've described this as being self-referential.
Mm-hmm.
How does that differ from being autobiographical?
Because I think of autobiographical being tends to be like beginning, middle, end. It starts mm-hmm. like when you're young. It ends when you're old. Like it suggests a strict adherence to fact, and whereas this is sort of like a mix of fact and fiction. And so like I'm certainly drawn from parts of my life to write this, but I definitely, like, fictionalized it. But it's not formally an autobiography. It's not I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, if that makes any sense.
Of course. So I'm interested, you describe this interesting evolution from this monologue and how there were all these different players. But along the way, was there something that was, you knew, had to be in the show, it had to be presented a certain way, that you were, you know, you hold the line on that?
Well, I guess, like, when I first started writing it, it was, like, definitely in a younger part of my life, and it was a piece that was written sort of across race and gender. And when I started working with my director, Stephen Brackett, I said, hey, I want to, like, just do a reading of this in a black box somewhere. And he read the script, and he said, have you ever thought about casting this with all black and queer identified people? And when he made that suggestion, that suddenly opened up all these possibilities for things that had always been in the piece. And, like, that then became the thing that was, like, the must-have for the piece, that it was, like, this truly sort of black and queer sort of meditation on identity that that had been, like, pushing through ever since.
If you told yourself when you were little that you'd be doing this,
I would have laughed in your face, because A, when I was a little kid, what I really wanted to be was a rock star, and then I went from that to wanting to be the head writer for One Life to Live. That was what I came to New York to do.
Did you watch your stories with your grandma?
Oh, I watched my stories with my great aunt. My great aunt Ruth. She and I used to watch Young and the Restless, Days of Our Lives, Another World, and Santa Barbara from, like, age 5. And I watched all my shows through, like, my early 30s. Like, I'm, like, extremely well-versed in the soap opera world.
You've got time.
I did all my internships.
You're a young man. There's still time.
Maybe.
My guests have been Michael R. Jackson and Charlie Rosen. The name of the show is A Strange Loop. It will make its world premiere at Playwrights Horizon on May 24th. Michael and Charlie, thanks for being in studio.
Thank you for having me.
This is All of It on WNYC.
Thanks.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.